Hello and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, it's 7:01 and you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and thanks for tuning in. Boy, it's raining out there. It's some sort of flash storm going on, and I hope everyone's being safe out there. And if you don't have to go anywhere, maybe stick around the house for a little while. But it looks like the thunder and lightning is clearing up, so I'll have to look at the weather app or something like that. You can check your local weather channel for updates on the weather. I'll be here with my guest, Margaret, from 7 to 9 tonight. And it's time for Music to Talk. And let me turn your mic on. Welcome to WRIR, Margaret.
Hello.
Hello. And I'm really glad to have you here today. We have, you and I have been discussing music a little bit recently, and you were telling me, because I was asking you about music in Hong Kong, Cantopop, and you mentioned that this one artist, this is one of your favorite artists, right?
Yeah.
And it's, who is it?
Gun To.
Gun To, okay. And I think, I'm still trying to say it right, but Gun To, that's spelled K-E-U-N-G. And T-O is his, so his surname is Gun, right? His first name is To?
Yeah, first name is To.
To.
And Gun is, Gun To, yeah. Gun is the last name.
Right, so some American Western folks like me sometimes have to be reminded how that works. So thank you. So Gun To, you were telling me he's one of the most popular singers in Hong Kong right now, right?
Yes. We usually call him Gun, not like full name. Gun, yeah.
And we're going to talk about him and his career throughout the show, play music by him. And thanks to Margaret for being here. Thank you for being here to introduce our audience here tonight to one of the big stars of Hong Kong music right now. So we'll get into that very soon. I want to start with an artist who is actually living in L.A. Karen Cici, that I had chosen to start the show with, is actually Taiwanese and is singing in Mandarin. But most of the other music that we'll hear tonight by Gun To and Mirror is sung in Cantonese. So we'll let it play.
Jesus.
We're going to go right into the Gunto here. So our first selection by Gunto is Seed Number One. And this is his first hit song. Is that right?
Yes.
And so before we play his first hit song, though, I want to introduce the artist that you know and you were telling me. He started singing in his teens, right?
Yes. Actually, he... In 2017, he participated in a talent show in China, and he finished top 30.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he didn't necessarily win top prize the first time, but he didn't give up.
Yes.
So in 2018, he won a competition.
Yeah, in 2018, he participated in the Good Night Show. It's like called Kingmaker.
Okay.
In Hong Kong, the number
people
of
people watch that on TV.
Yeah, it's a kind of not like season show.
Yeah,
it's last for 3 months or four, but it's a long.
Yeah, yeah.
They have 99 competitors.
Wow.
So he won the competition and he won like $1 million Hong Kong dollar.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, did he release this first single shortly after that big win?
Actually, the first single, it was released on 2019,
okay.
July.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But he have a group song before that.
Oh, he did. So when did he get involved in this group? What were they called?
Mirror.
Okay, right. Yeah, you were telling me.
Mm-hmm, including him and 11 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and was this a competition to get into this group, Mirror?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So tell me about how that works, because I've heard about this in K-pop as well. Like, people compete to be in these groups, right?
Oh, yeah, they have a 19, at the beginning, they have a big competition for 1,000 people, and then they eliminate 99 people.
Wow.
And each week, they will limit it. Other competitor,
right?
And then the final, they have a 10 competitive in the final show. Yeah.
And so that's how Mirror was formed.
Mm-hmm.
Through the comp, was that with the same competition as Good Night Show?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So really, that's how Mirror was formed. And then Gunto's first single was after that. So should we play the Mirror song first, or should we play Seed Number One?
Just play Mirror first.
Okay. So what is this Mirror song? Is this I can't read the script here, but we have chosen a bunch of
It's called In a Second. It's their first song. It's released right after the competition. Is 2018.
Okay, and the album's called One and All, and you're listening to If Music Could Talk. I'm here with Margaret. We're featuring the Cantonese group Mirror and the superstar singer who's a member of that group, Gunto.
Oh, 过漆黑天，闪烁孤单的月球另一面。
今天变为星闪闪，定系今天变为闪人先？
星闪闪闪照的海面，将要出走的可会看得见？
望住我，
Look at me，
望住我，
Look at me，
所有能量输出，希望为你带嚟希望。
或者我冇谂太多，结果痛楚再多，都系成长中嘅一课。冇错，觉得行星未必轮到我，但系我喺台上听到你哋大声嗌我，
我要我要成全自己，也要去承诺你。
快要放弃一秒间，回头望过，终于记起，连同整个夏天的日记，呼吸与汗水的香气。谁亦试过遇到些偏激与隔膜，
实
情冷落，
make a wish, make a wish,
还是暗暗在发光，很抢眼地，原来你仍然带我自信冲向远方。
We're fading that one out and going into Ignited from the same album. This is Mirror from 2019. Is that right? 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody stay up and get down.
意界满，你说最近欠生活太闷，欲望被超高温处理，沸腾了血管，再插热气管，
氧气与氧气兑换，
还未圆满，
我吃饭十路放心把的窍门，找
到占据的暗门，
爱到发味错了也不管，
来承认我喜欢。
细胞喷射如泉涌，
自接即起狂热暴暴暴风，跳入风风风激流之中，
意外破空跌入华丽神秘黑洞，引力瞬间拉扯将我作弄。
All right, that was Mirror, and Ignited was the song from One and All. Mirror, this amazing all-star group of singers, Cantonese pop from Hong Kong here. And how many members are in Mirror?
There are 12 members.
Okay. And we just heard two songs. We heard Ignited, and before that, In a Second was the translation. Thank you. So they're singing Cantonese.
Yeah.
And
but they do have maybe two they're singing in English.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, I see a lot of the singles too. Some of them have even, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but there's even some American and different Korean influences happening in this music. But we just heard two by Mirror, and we were talking about this supergroup and how they won this singing competition to be members of the group. Can you tell me about Mirror? You just told me how many members, but yeah. I forgot. It was 12?
Yes, 12.
Okay. And you have this amazing poster that you got at the Mirror concert. You went to this show in New York?
2024. Like the whole group come and have a concert in three different locations in U.S.
Okay. Where was that? Oakland, L.A., and New York is the one you went to. So, and then you were telling me that before the show, a lot of fans showed up really early. Why was that?
Because they will distribute all the gift. The fan will create or make their own gift for the fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a lot.
Wow.
And even though the fan club from Hong Kong, they come to give us some gift.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you were telling me that the U.S. fan club is more like just fans of the group. There's a fan club for Gonto specifically also. There's 12 members. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me their names from
sure,
this poster? Okay,
sure.
You were just doing it earlier.
Tiger, Stanley, Lockman, Ian, A.K., Gonto, and Anson No, Jer, Frankie, Eden, Jeremy, Elton.
That's so amazing that you know all their names. And I know, again, similar to a lot of these boy groups around the world, you know, each one has their own personality, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then Gunto, we're talking about him now. Let's talk about his early solo career. But first, let's talk about Gunto as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then later I'm going to ask you more about that Mirror concert because it sounds like it was fun, especially live. But Gunto is one of the members of Mirror, and you were telling me he, tell me about Gunto.
Gunto was born April 30, 1999.
Yeah.
He's the only child in his family, and I guess her mom have him when he was older. I mean,
his parents were older when
Yeah. So he didn't have any siblings. So he always
always alone.
Yes,
by himself. Mm-hmm. And you were telling me he got picked on as a kid a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Because of his weight and body image, and kids mm-hmm. can be ruthless. I can relate to that. I went through that. I still have a lot of insecurity about my body. But when you're young and you're growing and you're trying to figure yourself out, that's really hard. So he overcame, obviously, a fear somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about his personal struggles a little bit that you were explaining to me.
He was overweight, and some kid will bully him.
Yeah,
and he didn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But he really wanted to be a singer when he was young.
Hmm.
So he tried to work on
his image and everything. That's hard. It's hard to learn how to be a performer and be fit and all that, especially, as you said, he was alone a lot as a kid. So you were also telling me, is this the song? Oh, no, that's the song. We'll get to that later. Why don't we play his first single? So he won this. At some point, he got into singing. He started competing. And then all of a sudden, he's in this big amazing group called Mirror. But someone must have offered him the opportunity to record on his own. Maybe the record label said, let's try out a single or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Actually, when he won the competition, the company already have a contract.
Yeah. So this first song came out sometime around that first Mirror album. And this is Seed One. We were talking about that earlier. Mm-hmm. Gunto with Seed One. Anything else you want to say about this song?
This song's released on 2019 July. This song is about the story of a young person who have to give up a romantic relationship to pursue his passion as a basketball. But Gunto love playing basketball.
Yeah, he's a big basketball fan. And he plays basketball himself as well. Thank you, Margaret. Here is that song.
Declare your independence.
Don't
So that was Seed One by Gunto. I'm not hearing myself. Sorry. It's a little, still a little confusing sometimes to have a guest and the microphones and the laptops are all stacked up and I'm bumping my headphones. Anyway, Gunto, that was Seed Number One. And do you know the lyrics to these songs, Margaret? Do you sing along in your car sometimes?
Yes, okay. Yes, yes.
And when you went to that mirror show, the fans were going crazy when they started coming on stage.
Yeah, because
right?
We know all the songs, and it's really hard for them come all the way from Hong Kong, have a concert.
Yeah. A lot of practicing and a lot of pressure, too, because they're dancing, too, right? Mm-hmm, they're doing dances. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Wow. And tell me about the audience there. What are they doing?
Actually, it's because U.S. is big, and the fan is from other states, like California or other places like Chicago.
Yeah.
And I, from here...
Yeah, you so, drove or flew?
Flew. Yeah. So we...
To New York.
Because we come all the way, so the fan club will have some gathering before the concert or after concert. Before the concert, we will during the lunch together.
Oh wow!
All people, all fans, we put their toy banner poster to let other fans take a picture. It was fun.
Oh wow! And you brought a whole bag of different merchandise and memorabilia from the mirror show and Gunto, where you tell me about the big thing that they did for the film screen, the shooting. Gunto was shooting a film.
Yeah,
right?
It was 2023. He come to New York shooting the film, and we didn't want to bother him, but we have the plane have a fire, like a banner lot. Around in the New York.
Oh, wow, airplane with the banner?
Yeah, airplane. And then
so they pulled their money together to make that, huh?
Yeah, and then the banner will say, Gunto, we love you, USA candies.
Oh, the candies are the fans, right?
Yeah.
Ginger candies, actually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How did they get that name? Do you know, or just...
Because Gun...
sounds like gung.
Yeah, it sounds like ginger.
Sounds
actually,
like
it's
gung,
yeah.
Is gung is ginger.
Yeah.
So it's play on words. Mm. I love ginger candies. That's cute.
Great. Yeah.
So you got all these different posters, and you even have two little like plush dolls of mm-hmm. different. Are they both Gunto?
Yes.
Yeah.
One is gung, the other one is To.
Oh, I see. And the signs say Gunto in the Chinese characters, and they light up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So cool. Well, we'll have to post a picture of the merch that you brought to the studio later. But so we were talking about Gunto and some of the struggles of his childhood. So his next song actually was released right at the beginning of COVID. Is that right?
Yes.
And what's the song called? Because I, again, can't read and my memory's horrible.
Okay, the song is called Saying I Love You With My Mouth Covered.
Ah.
At that time, do you remember we always, almost everyone need to wear the mask.
Yeah. And COVID was really tough on the medical community, right?
Yeah, actually this song is thank you for the nurse and the medical profession.
Yeah.
Who take care of the patient. Yeah,
old people mm-hmm. and people that were getting sick. So he wrote this as a tribute to the nurses and the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were telling me this went viral and became kind of a video trend where they were getting groups together to sing this song. And then you mentioned this video, right? What is this one?
This one is like probably their kindergarten. They singing the song. And then they wear the mask, but they still sing the song. They're really cute.
Yeah, we're playing this from Smile Thanks account on YouTube. And this is a kindergarten version of Saying I Love You With Your Mouth Covered.
So I say I love you.
Roughly translated to saying I love you with your mouth covered, a song written by Gunto during COVID, and that was beautiful. So there's a lot of different fans all over the world of Gunto, right?
Yes.
And he releases a lot of music these days, and you also mentioned to me he's an actor.
Yeah, he did a couple movie and also TV drama.
Uh-huh.
in Hong Kong and also in Taiwan.
Yeah. So he's incredibly popular, staying busy, so busy, busy,
very busy.
Busy. Yeah. But at some point in his life, he has suffered from loneliness, you were saying, or he was saying, actually.
Yeah.
And this next song explains it. Mm-hmm. What is this next song about?
Because he was only child. He's only child.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't know how to express himself, and he became a singer. Then many fans give him encouragement,
yeah,
give him support. He don't feel alone. So this song is how to deal with the loneliness. They said, "Oh, you are not alone. I'm here. You need to come out the loneliness, and then we'll be together."
Yeah, yeah. The disease of loneliness is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that idea of trying to bring people, hermits out of, turtles actually, out of their shells to say, look, it's going to be okay. We can come out and be together and live life together and support each other.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what's most important. And he was also grateful for his fans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Let's play Disease of Loneliness. Oh, and you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and this is If Music Could Talk. I'm here with Margaret.
天氣好, 形勢不好, 恩寵讚美, 沒有令我很自豪, 然後我不見人, 不理人, 瞞住我這刻感覺很錯, 覺得傾訴, 擁抱, 太恐怖, 難道怨下去, 人間真的會了解我, 很想問為何難過, 很想呼救, 情緒極度無錯, 是孤獨還是失望, 還是被世界折磨, 假使我仍未夠好, 你不要嘆氣, 我好嗎, 隨便笑下去, 喜歡的可以, 重傷我, 抱天下病人無數, 我在這邊, 陪你寂寞, 當你再哭, 也沒結果, 找不到那心理藥貨, 別遺忘還有我, 同樣在那些陰影跌下過。 不會死，才是勝利，超出那角落裡導師的預期。其實我很好奇，真好奇，何時要炫耀這種心地？ 我只知道今次我比你了不起。 中傷我，抱。
天之下病人无数，记住你心还有愿望。
My name is Manny Morales. I'm 45 and I coach youth football. It's still hard to believe because the high school me
was a work in progress. But big brothers, big sisters give me a real role model. And the young me
needed a role model bad. My bigger brother's name is Ray. And Ray is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a role model himself.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping Big Brothers Big Sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with this person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour. Tune in weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
And you're listening to A Musical Talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And I'm here with Margaret. We are doing a feature show on Gunto and Mirror, also the group that he belongs to. That was beautiful, that last song, and reminding us to come out of our shells and our hiding places and be together and support each other. So thanks for suggesting all these great songs also, Margaret. What's the next one on our list?
Master Class.
What is this one about?
Actually, this one is so popular, and when it's released, it's the top 4 Hong Kong mainstream music chart.
Wow.
Actually, because he got a famous, he got a support from the fan, encouragement from the fan. At the same time, he got a lot of criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Say he's not good enough for dancing, for his voice even.
Are these different Mirror fans talking about him?
No, it's just social media.
Social media.
Or some general public, you don't know who are they. They just type all the comments on the online. But for he want to break the social code. He want to expose, try to do his own way.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I remember. Right. So you were telling me he was kind of encouraging people to be their self, and build their talent in a unique, creative way, and not follow the crowd.
Yeah, he want to be like an idol of a new generation.
Yeah,
with his own style, his own personality and attitude.
Oh, that's great! And the song is called Masterclass. Gunto here on If Music Could Talk.
Yeah. 谁知东肯批我嘅莽撞，流行推翻经典，靠大脑碰撞。河水双汹涌，背后要浪，进化难道有我？从前要跳舞，闪上满鱼塘。谁讲要创造新舞佛流堂？算我已带着新衣大逃亡，无人能拦止看我。而我却太喜欢我疯狂，旁人一左更高昂。大师班的班房，参过拘谨的黑房，叫我假装过执堂，偏要当一粒姜糖。
Excited to be doing this show with you, Margaret. It's cool that we're featuring an artist, one artist in particular, Kento, especially because he's so popular, but also because he's such a unique person. And a lot of his songs talk about, you know, being true to yourself and being an independent thinker. And we love those kind of ideas here at WIR. We're an independent community station, so we support that kind of stuff. And I wanted to mention, and this is off script, by the way, but for someone like me who doesn't read Chinese, I don't speak Cantonese, I know like two words or something, but a lot of times the language can be a barrier for a person like me to learn about artists like this. And that's why I'm so grateful that you're here telling me about his songs and stuff. This is, these are things I probably wouldn't have thought to look for or know or been able to find out as much about without you taking me through a tour of his career. So thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And the next song we have lined up, this is a really a very serious and kind of tragic song. What's this one about? This is Dear My Friend.
Yeah, this song released on August 2021. Actually, this song is a letter for his friend. His friend.
Yeah, best friend.
Yeah,
right?
Best friend. Who?
Childhood friend.
Yeah, kind
He's
of.
Young.
They met in the basketball game. Like, they play the basketball together. His friend always encouraged and support his dream and career.
Yeah.
And one day, when they ping basketball together, suddenly his friend passed out.
So
and he died. At the same day he died
later.
Suddenly.
They called the ambulance and this video is actually, you can look the video up. It's Kung To is K-E-U-N-G in English characters, and T-O, and then Dear My Friend is the video. The video's just riveting and very dramatic, and a tribute to his friend, right? So tell me more, sorry.
And he used this song, express his feeling about his friend, and then thinking okay, my best friend actually turned into a star.
Oh, wow.
Like a guardian angel watching over him. And his fans was really sweet. They actually bought the star on the earth. Like, you can buy the star.
Oh,
and
wow.
set the name.
Oh, wow. You can purchase a star and name it.
Yeah. The fan give this for Gun To.
Wow. What a sweet thing to do for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear that song. This is Gun To with Dear My Friend. That was Dear My Friend by Gun To. And Margaret, you were mentioning it is interesting that a lot of these song titles, at least some of them, are in English. Do you think that's to reach the overseas market?
But also probably Hong Kong, like people easy to remember in English.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of English speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, it's like no big deal. But that first song, actually, that I played earlier, Karen Cici, she was singing in Mandarin. You can tell because you can hear the accent and the words. And some of these singers do sing in both Mandarin and Cantonese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gun To can sing really good in Mandarin also.
Yeah, yeah. And then sometimes in English.
With the group.
Yeah, with Mirror. So kind of like BTS, they have reached a Western audience. I wonder if some of these artists wouldn't mind being more popular in America. Mm-hmm. And well, we're helping make that happen here today on WRIR, playing their music here in Richmond, Virginia, which is so cool. It's almost 8 o'clock. You're listening to a music talk on WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm here with Margaret, and we're talking about the music of Gun To. And the next song is what is this one? Oh, it's written in Chinese, but it's a German title, Spiegel im Spiegel. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean?
Mirror in mirror.
Yeah, we looked that up. So mirror in the mirror, you know, and the group is called Mirror. But we were also talking about image, like self-image and learning to accept yourself. Mm-hmm. So does that maybe have something to do with the mirror in the mirror?
Yeah, this song about, again, he got it famous. All the criticism, outside voice, and
or the inner critic.
Yeah, critic him. But and then he think the biggest enemy, actually, not other, but them, but himself.
Oh yeah.
He think he need to know his history and the experience to face the criticism.
Yeah.
And to be free from all the mental overload.
Yeah.
Because when people got a criticism, they think, oh, I'm not good, I'm bad, and they forgot.
Yeah.
How important themselves. And so he realized he went through all the resistance, desire to reveal introspection, and finally understand. Need to face